Today, David Kaye made his first trip to Congress since quitting as the United States chief arms hunter in Iraq. He met behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee and then in public with the Senate Armed Services Committee. Republicans questioned Kaye's conclusion that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The former chief of the Iraq Survey Group, or ISG, appeared before the Armed Services Panel today as a simple private citizen, but one whose recent statements have put President Bush on the defensive. But Kaye assured the panel he's not out to get anyone.
Certainly the aim of what I've tried to do since leaving is not political and certainly not a witch hunt at individuals.
Kaye said it was not just the Bush administration that believed faulty intelligence on Iraq.
Let me begin by saying we were almost all wrong, and I certainly include myself here.
But the Republican chair of the panel, John Warner, challenged that assessment. Warner pressed Kaye on whether further weapons inspections in Iraq might actually prove fruitful.
I certainly think that's a theoretical possibility, yes.
So maybe we better not pronounce we're all wrong yet, because I think until we have finished the work, I think we better hold such a conclusion in abeyance.
Kaye agreed with Warner that the search in Iraq for banned weapons should continue. Still, he held out little hope for a payoff.
I believe that the effort that has been directed to this point has been sufficiently intense that it is highly unlikely that there were large stockpiles of deployed, militarized chemical and biological weapons there.
Michigan Democrat Carl Levin wanted to know if Kaye agreed with Vice President Cheney, who last week on NPR cited two trailer trucks found in Iraq as conclusive evidence that Saddam Hussein had a biological weapons program. Kaye did not agree with the vice president.
I think the consensus opinion is that when you look at those two trailers, while they had capabilities in many areas, their actual intended use was not for the production of biological weapons.
Arizona Republican John McCain staunchly defended the decision to invade Iraq, but he also appeared to side with Senate Democrats, who are demanding a more thorough probe of the intelligence failures.
Do you believe that we need an independent, outside investigation?
I must say, my personal view, and it's purely personal, is that in this case, you will finally determine that it is going to take an outside inquiry, both to do it and to give yourself and the American people the confidence that you have done it.
Kaye's response clearly annoyed Intelligence Committee Chair Pat Roberts, whose panel has been carrying out its own probe of intelligence failures.
Many of these questions will be answered, and I personally take some umbrage at people who, for one reason or another, think we need to have an outside investigation before our inquiry is even complete.
Roberts said anyone who thinks the problem is policymakers rather than the intelligence agencies has not been listening to David Kaye. But Democrats insist Kaye's doubts only underscore the need to examine not only how intelligence was produced, but also how it was used. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.